When doctors write prescriptions, it's often for medication. But one Seattle doctor wants to change that. She thinks her colleagues should prescribe food as medicine and help patients change what they eat. Ruby DeLuna from Here and Now contributor KUOW reports.
You don't expect to see doctors in a kitchen, but on this Monday afternoon, a group of newly minted physicians at Swedish Cherry Hill Hospital in Seattle are busy chopping onions, red bell peppers, and mushroom.
This is the beginnings of a spaghetti meat sauce, so the onions and beef.
The class is working in groups of four, each one making its own version of sauce. Soon, the smell of brown beef fills the kitchen. Bryn Chachovic and his teammate Barry Lasko check on the meat.
I think it looks cooked. I mean, it's still going to cook.
Yeah, okay. It's still going to cook more. I think we should add everything.
This is a hands-on class on nutrition. Yes, nutrition.
We just, don't get any training in nutrition in medical school.
Kirsten Day Hansen is making a different meat sauce with her team. She says med school gave them some nutrition basics.
It's like, okay, guys, Mediterranean diet, it's a thing. The end.
Her colleague, Barry Lasko, agrees. It's not enough to go on when they see patients.
We're so often telling our patients, diet and exercise, but we never are told what that means.
And what doctors know about nutrition can have an impact, says family physician Tanit Sethi. Studies show that a diet that's centered on fruits and vegetables can help prevent chronic diseases like hypertension, diabetes, and high cholesterol. The problem is drugs are often used as the first line of defense. Sethi says, why not food?
Food makes a big difference. In fact, much bigger difference than most of the pharmaceutical medications we use when used diligently.
Studies also show that the more hands-on experience doctors have with food, the more likely they'll pass information along to patients, even when office visits are short.
Here we go.
Remember the spaghetti and meat sauce the doctors were making? Everyone's gathered in a conference room to taste the four dishes. One is just meat and onions. The next one is also made with meat sauce, but with some mushroom and bell peppers added.
I just almost halved my calorie intake, and I upped my fiber and got some phytonutrients from those vegetables, right?
Sethi moves on to a third plate, same sauce with the added vegetables, but now with lentils mixed in.
So you really get some bang for your fiber buck there, right?
The last dish has zero meat, but plenty of vegetables and lentils. The goal, says Sethi, is not to ask patients to drastically overhaul their diet. Change, she says, can be small and gradual.
The point is there's so many options, right? And your job is to talk to patients about how to make change that's sustainable and doable, right? No one who's eating number one on a weekly basis is going to go to number four and like you, okay?
The doctors will return to the kitchen throughout their residency to learn more about nutrition. Eventually, Tanmeet Sethi says she hopes to create a similar class for the hospital's patients. For Here and Now, I'm Ruby DeLuna in Seattle.